来翻开列王记上。
Let's open to our first king.
列王记上下是讲到两种人物的一个图形。
So the first king and second thing, kings talk about two types of people and what happened to them.
君王。
Talk about kings.
一个是先知。
Another one is prophet.
基本上就是这两个啊，整个人员在做一些啊工作。
It's the work done by these two types of people.
当然，我们要从这两种人员里面来看到我们要学习的。
We need to learn from what these people did.
我们有神给我们的一个君王的位分。
God has given us a kingship.
我们也有一个神交代我们的一个啊这个先知讲道之能。
We also have the gift of prophecy. As a prophet,
整个列王记是对于君王的评价，是否他是按照顺服的角度。
So the kings basically show us whether the kings have done according to what God desires.
那么我们成为神的儿女。
So we become sons and daughters of God.
同样，我们也看到我们这一个人有没有顺服的地位在神的儿女上面。
So we also, it shows us whether we obey in the positions of sons and daughters.
先知的一个工作常常是叫这个国家迷路的时候归向耶和华。
The prophet usually arises up to turn the country back to God as it depart from him.
而我们也有这样子一个责任，祭司的职分，教导百姓归向神。
We also have responsibility as priests to teach his people.
当人跟人之间的那个关系断裂的时候，
So when men are separated from God,
祭司是修补好那个断裂的破痕。
The priest's job is to repair what is broken between God and men.
我们既有这君尊的祭司的职分，
Since we have this responsibility as priests,
我们当也叫人归向耶和华。
We also encourage people to turn back to God.
因此在列王记上下这个君王跟先知的角色，
So in terms of first kings and second kings, the kings and the prophets,
地位的问题，
He showed their positions,
我们位分的问题，
and also our standings.
因此我们看到整个在列王记到南北分国 分裂成两国的时候，
So from the time of the kings until the kingdom divided into north and south,
北国是以耶路撒冷以北的地方，
The north kingdom was centered around Jerusalem.
南国叫做这一个耶路撒冷。
I'm sorry, the south is called Jerusalem.
那么我们最辉煌的时候呢，就是这个所罗门王的时候。
So at the peak of the kingdom was at the time of Solomon.
那我们看所罗门王在最辉煌的时候，
We see at his peak,
也给他带来一个很大的警告，
But also brought a great warning.
因为那个最辉煌到一个极限的时候，就是要分裂成两国的时候。
So at the time of a great prosperity was also the time that kingdom was going to divide in two.
当我们看到我们把神的恩典用尽的时候，
So when we see that when we use up the grace of God,
那么什么叫把神的恩典怎么会用尽呢？
You may ask, how can we use up God's grace?
也就是不用正确的方法。
It means not to use the right ways.
神不再赐恩典，
And God no longer gives grace.
而我们的恩典就不够用，
And there's not enough for us.
不是神的恩典会用尽，
It doesn't mean that God's grace is limited.
是因为我们以为我们在神的恩典里头。
We think that we are in God's grace.
我们确实是用我们的经验在处理一些事情。
We use our experience to do things.
这个是我们从列王记我们看到的一些事。
This is what we see in the Kings.
我们从列王记上第一章开始。
We see in the first Kings.
讲到大卫最后的一个结局。
And see the end of the King David.
所罗门的兴起。
And also Solomon raises king.
在第一章第四节的时候，他们找了一个童女。
So in chapter 1 verse 4 they saw a virgin who was really
beautiful,
who took care of the king
侍候王,
and waited on him.
王没有与他亲近,
but the king had no intimate relations with her.
那么这个时候呢, 其实是所有臣仆的意见。
So these are the ideas. This was the ideas of all the the people under him.
按照当时的这个文献记载。
So it's according to the what was recorded.
就是所有的国王里面呢，他还有没有这个与女子亲近的能力，看他能不能来治理这个国家。
So they judge according to a king's ability to rule a nation by whether he still could have relations with women.
那么这个是一种可以参考的数据。
This is something that they could use as a reference.
那我们看到在大卫这个时候呢，好像也是垂垂老矣的。
So here David seems like he was getting old.
那么很多的事情都是一个大臣在做一些工作。
It seems like there was a great commander who was doing things.
你还记得大卫在出这个打仗的时候
？Remember when David was fighting?
这个在最后的这跟亚撒龙这个战役的时候。
So when he was in the fight with Absalom.
我们就看到他还可以征战。
And he was able to fight.
但是差一点被杀了。
But he was almost killed.
他的这个军长就跟他讲。
So the commander told him.
以后呢，你是我们的精神将象征。
So that you are a symbol for us.
不要再出来跟我们打仗。
Do not come out to fight with us.
因为人的年纪有限的时候呢。
So when a man's
你成为我们的累赘。
You become a burden to them.
啊，这变成说我们可以勇往直，我还要顾着你。
So we can still have you, and we can care for you.
那么表示呢，从那个体力上面呢，大卫已经不如前。
So from the strength point of view, David is not like who he was before.
整个做王的时候呢。他在整个的一个最后的一个战役的当中
So in the last wars
那我们看到他已经退居于在后面做指挥了
So he was just a man behind the scene
以至于呢我们就看到当时呢那个情况呢他的儿子
We saw also at the time his sons
亚多尼亚呢自立为王
Adoniah set himself to be a king
我们看到亚多尼亚这个自立为王
So he set himself up as king
他这个预备好自己的马车兵马
So he prepared his own chariots and
horses 跟他的哥哥亚撒龙一样
Just like his brother Absalom
用50个人在他面前前头奔跑
He had 50 men run before him
这基本上已经是昭告以色列人的人民了
So basically he's calling the Israelites
他就是继位的人选
That he is the successor
那么不但如此
Not only so
还有约押这个元帅作为他的后盾
and Joab was his, someone behind him
当然也有祭司作为他的这一个恩膏者
he also had a priest who was to anoint him
这两样都齐全
so he had prepared both
再来呢在当时呢他是应该是顺位大卫下来就是他了
so at that time by position he was supposed to succeed
他的哥哥都死掉了
because his older brothers died
按照当时他就是长子了
according to at that time he was the firstborn
位传于长子就是变成好像顺位很正常
so it seems like natural for him to succeed because he was the oldest in line
但他知道等不及了
but he could not wait for it
因为他曾经听过知道这个位不是要传给他的
because he had heard and knew that the throne was notTo be passed on to him.
他这个位置要传给谁呢？要传给所罗门王。
The throne was supposed to pass on to Solomon.
那么如果呢，他没有在这个及时的当中呢，自立为王的时候。
But if he did not was in a hurry to set himself as king.
趁着大卫老迈的时候。
When David was old.
因为可能太久不见了，可能知道爸爸可能头脑不太清楚了。
He probably thought that the father was confused as he was getting old.
其实大卫虽然老，但是头脑清楚得很。
Even though he was old, David was still very clear in his thinking.
就看他最后要死掉的时候之前呢，他讲的遗言。
So we can see what he said before his death as deathbed.
我讲的一些话语都是要坚固所罗门王怎么样子把国坚定起来。
So what he said to Solomon was to strengthen him to raise to us firm up the nation.
他都知道哪一些人是所罗门的障碍。
And he knew who were a stumbling block to Solomon.
一个一个的告诉所罗门。
And one by one, he told him.
就表示他头脑很清楚。
Showing that he was very clear in his thinking.
因此呢，我们看见呢很多判断错误的时候。
So we see when the judgments were wrong.
亚多尼亚呢就自尊。
So the Adoniah set himself.
特别是那时哈迪的儿子亚多尼亚自尊说。
So the Adoniah is the son of Haggith, who himself said,
我必作王。
I'll be king.
这个是在圣经里面我们看到啊，第一个失败的第一步就是这个。
So we see in the Bible, this is the first step to failure.
自立为王。
To set himself up as king.
自尊。
And self exaltation.
我要这个职份，我要那个职份。
I want to have this position. I want to have that ministry.
这个职份呢，啊，我们可以向神来求。
We may seek God, ask for.
我们可以好好的学习。
We can learn.
也许呢，我们认定我们可能是某某这个啊这个教师的职份。
Maybe we think of ourselves as a teacher.
但是呢，神慢慢的在学习的过程的当中
，But as you learn，
给我们看到哦，原来我们不是教师的职份，我们原来是牧师的职份。
So we are not really teachers, but rather pastors.
所以这个职份呢，我们可以求
，But we can ask.
我们可以学习。
We can learn.
但是呢，还没有达到的时候呢
，But before you reach the point,
不能自尊说我有这个职分。
You cannot exalt yourself as having that.
因为有时候职分是会这个你的看见跟神的看见是不一样的。
Because what you see is different from what God sees.
因此呢，我们就看到一个王要被建立之前，他还没有被建立的时候，他就用着自尊。
So you see here as someone who has not been built up by God yet, he self-exalts himself.
如果这样子的时候，那个王呢，一定不会再顺服了。
So then he will no longer be obedient.
那么我们看到这一个，大家都知道，这个大卫都已经属于所罗门。
So we know that David already entrusts everything to Solomon.
但亚多尼亚公开的宣认，他要继承这个王位。
But Adoniah.Declare in public that he will take over the throne.
这就叫逼宫啊，对不对
？So this is to.
我要大卫你退位。
He basically asked David to.
他虽然不像亚撒龙啊，用这一个啊这一个战争的手段。
Even though he did not use some military coup like Absalom did.
啊，但是他呢怎么样？他在那一个情况呢，比他的哥哥呢啊还要差劲。
So, but in other aspect, he was worse than his brother.
他的哥哥还做了一些工作。
His brother did some things.
笼络民心。
To stir up the heart of people.
那么他当然也有他的聪明，他笼络人心是怎么样？有约押。
So he also was smart in his own way. So he used Joab.
啊，以及啊这一个祭司长。
He also used Abiathar the priest.
那么这两个呢，也是怎么样笼络民心的
？And these two people also stir up the heart of people.
那么这些呢都是怎么样他的一个计划
So this was his plan
当然我们看到啊这一个啊列王记上第一章第六节
We see in chapter 1 verse 6
这一个是大卫他最大的软弱处
This is David's weakest point
也就是亚多尼亚他的父亲大卫
So Adoniah's father David
素来没有使他忧闷说你是做什么呢
They never interfere with him by asking why do you behave as you do.
他甚俊美，生在亚撒龙之后。
He was also very handsome and was born next after Absalom.
这个不是说这个孩子多好啊，没有使爸爸忧虑。
He's not talking about how good he was that it did not make his father grieve.
乃是怎么样啊？这个他的父亲大卫从来没有使他忧虑。我要做什么，我爸爸不会管我。
So because David never interfered with him.So that he could do as he willed.
啊，他从来没有使他，就是说让他觉得这个事情自己这些事情是不能做了。
So that he did not feel that these things were not allowed.
因此呢，在管教的过程当中
，So in the process of the discipline,
暴露了大卫的一个弱点。
So show David's weakness.
他不愿使他的孩子在身心灵上有一些的磨练。
So he did not want his It's a children's heart to suffer.
所以甚少使他有忧虑。
So that he would not interfere.
这个甚使他有忧虑。
So that he would never.
他就怎么样？认为说很好啊，这个很好很好。
So he thought it would be good for them.
这个其实呢，我们看到有一些这个在很多劳苦中当中的孩子。
We see that a lot of kids who went through a hardship.
他以后在整个的竞争的职场上，他的这一个啊韧性比其他的还要强。
So that their characters are stronger than the people in the
competitive market. 在受苦的过程当中
，So the children through hardship
经历一些磨练的时候
，They went through some training.
他以后的这一个在职场上更加竞争那个韧性就很弱。
So if they didn't go through this, their faith would be very weak.
经常会碰到一些小事情，他就挫折了。
So little things will upset them.
那么这一个呢，就是大卫他的一个软弱的地方。
This is where David was weak.
那么我们看到第七节跟第七节里面亚多尼亚的一个这个约押。
We saw in verse 7 Adonijah conferred with Joab.
还有这个祭司亚比亚。
And Abiathar the priest.
跟他们商议，两人就顺从他，帮助他。
So after he conferred with them, they both agreed to help him.
那么这个也就是这两个人为什么要帮助亚多尼亚。
That's why these two people want to help Adonijah.
啊，因为他们自己本身立场站不稳。
Because they were not able to stand firm on their own.
约押知道自己会被清算。
Joab knew that someone might kill him.
啊，这个祭司亚比亚呢，他自己知道他的位置呢，已经啊，虽然跟这个。啊，以前跟这个撒都做同样是祭司长。
So the Abiathar knew he was same position as Zadok.
但是呢，撒都开始怎么样掌权
？But Zadok had the power.
那么亚比亚呢，他开始怎么样不受到重视
？So Abiathar was not honored by men.
这一个呢是人的重视还是神的重视呢
？So it's God in God's eye or in men's eyes.
亚比亚想要达到这一个他的职分，还是被重视的角色
？So Abiathar, in order to find honor, he still see things that way.
他必须要孤注一掷去称亚多尼亚为王。
He felt like he had to support Adonijah as a king.
那么这两个人难道不知道大卫是已经暗许了这个给这个所罗门吗？
Did these two people know that David already promised?
约押当时是
Solomon
都在大卫旁边的。
So Joab was someone who was close to David.
那么亚比亚都是怎么样在做这样的工作的
？And Abiathar was also.
他们怎么会不知道呢
？How come they wouldn't know?
是因为个人的私心
，because of their own personal desires，
蒙蔽了。
And they made them blind.
神所应许他们所知道的。
So what God promised them?
这个我们就要很小心在我们的侍奉工作上面。
So this we have to be careful in our ministry.
或是在我们基督徒生命的成长上面。
Or in the growth of Christian lives.
经常我们会选择错误
Sometimes we'll choose the wrong things
是因为想要争然后得到某些东西
Because we fight, we want to get something
那么跟我们的利益上有冲突的时候
So when it has to do with our personal gains
我们在抉择上经常会出现错误
So in our judgment, we often will make mistakes
这个是从我们列王记上第七节的时候给我们看见
This is what we see in chapter 1 verse 7
当我们看到整个他们在整个商议好要用他为王的时候
So when they confer and gave them their support
神的手在工作绝对不会啊不会迟到
But God's hand will not be tardy
啊，这个十一节呢拿单对所罗门的母亲拔示巴说
So in verse 11 then Nathan asked Bathsheba
哈吉的儿子及亚多尼亚做王了
Have you heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, has become a king?
你没有听见吗
？Without our Lord,
我们的主大卫却不知道。
Without our Lord David knowing it,
那么这里面呢，这个拿单呢就献了一个祭。
So Nathan made a sacrifice.
这个祭呢是一个怎么样？不是欺骗大卫。
This is not to deceive David.
这个只是一个事实的陈述。
This is only to complete what was promised.
那么这个事实的陈述呢，要怎么样？要有几个人
？So you require a few people.
啊，这个几个人来做印证。
So a few people could be witnesses.
第一个，大卫曾经应许八十八的儿子所罗门当王。
That David promised the son of Bathsheba Solomon to be king.
所以理当由这一个他的妻子八十八这个过去。
So of course he need Bathsheba to come.
然后呢，先知再做一个印证的工作。
And the prophet had to affirm or confirm.
于是呢，拿单就告诉这个八十八必须要这么样去做。
That's why Nathan told Bathsheba she had to come.
第一个寻求王的意思。
One is to seek the will of the king.
如果这一句话是因为神感动你而说的，如果是事实，现在怎么办
？So if that word was moved by the Lord to be spoken, what do you do now?
没有这个，大卫曾经讲过了，所以我就这么做了。
So because David did that, said that, that's why we do it this way.
大卫现在不这个啊，好像不管是呢，我后宫怎么样把它做得更好。
So whether regardless, I'll try to do it better.
那么我们就看到呢，这一个呢，不是用任何的势力去做这个工作。
He's not trying to use his mind to do these things.
他还是寻求正确的一个管道。
He tried to seek it by the right way.
我们就看到说这一个拿单跟拔示巴的一个这一个一个行动。
We see the actions of Nathan and Bathsheba.
很积极的做这样子的工作。
They urgently did this.
当我们知道这个位分要丧失的时候。
When we see that the kingship is about to be rejected.
我们如何积极的把这个位分给抓回来。
How do we urgently try to take it back?
基督徒的一个位分经常是怎么样？被世界所偷窃去。
So Christians' position is often stolen by the world.
那么呢，我们呢如何嘛真正把基督徒的那个位分找回来
？How we as Christians seek it and take it back?
要积极的去行动。
It requires actions.
那么当然，我们从这个二十八节开始呢，大卫印证所罗门就是继承人。
So in verse 28, King David said, David affirmed Solomon as king.
就把王骑的骡子给所罗门骑。
So he gave him the mule of the king.
送他下到基训。
So that he can go to Gishon.
大卫听到他们所讲的事情的时候，他就知道应该在哪个地方来做这样子的一个宣誓的工作。
So when David heard about all this, he knew where he need to go and do things.
当我们看到大卫的一个处理态度的时候
，So when we see the way David managed things.
你想是他是老到老眼昏花都。什么事情都不能做了吗
？Do you think that he was so old he didn't know he couldn't do anything at all？
他充其量只是身体比较弱，就是晚上睡觉的时候末梢神经没有办法温暖而已。
So the
only 这样讲的啊。
So the only weakness at his old age was that he could not keep himself warm because of his sympathetic nerve problem。
以前可能没有什么热水罐啊，碰将装热水，然后放在温棉被里面。
Back then, they probably didn't have hot water bag to keep himself warm during cold nights.
那么我们就看到这一个大卫头脑非常的清楚。
But we saw that David's mind was very clear.
在征战的当中，如何去把这个声势压过去
？In war, how to get this suppress this rebellion?
让所有的人看见。
So all may see.
虽然有人在这么做。
So some people, even though people were trying to rebel,
把他当作是一个王的儿子
，and they treated him as a son of king,
展现自己王儿子的权威
，and tried to show himself off as a with authority of king.
跟一个真正大卫所应许要当王的不一样。
It's different from someone who David promised to be the king.
所以当我们看到呢，亚多尼亚的众客听到这些话的时候，都惊慌起来四散。
So we saw that Adonijah's guests rose in alarm and dispersed.
你是自立为王。
That he set himself as king.
这一边是大卫高摩的王。
On the other side was the king was that was anointed by David.
有大卫提拔的这个拿单起来，这个在这个地方来高他为王。
That there was Nathan who was raised by David to set anoint him as king.
现任的祭司长这一个撒都来高这一个扫罗门王为王。
So Zadok, the priest who was in charge, also anointed Solomon as king.
这完全的不一样。
These are different.
一个是过去的这一个这一个元帅。
One was a commander in the past.
已经等要快要下岗的这个祭司长。
And also the priest who was on his way down.
第二章里面给我们看到。
So in chapter 2, what we see.
大卫要走人生当走的路的时候。
When David was about to go the way of all the earth,
他告诉这一个他的儿子所罗门，你当刚强做大丈夫。
He said to his son, "Be strong, show yourself a man."
他最重要的讲到第三节里面。
Most importantly, verse 3,
遵守耶和华你神所吩咐的。
Observe what the Lord your God requires.
照着摩西律法上所写的行主的道。
Keep his decrees and commands of the Lord and requirements written in the law of Moses.
谨守他的诫命、典章、法度。
Keep his decrees and commands, the laws and the crimes.
这样你无论做什么事，不拘往何处去。
So that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go.
尽都亨通。
Everything will be prosperous.
这句话如今也适用于我们。
So all these words also are applicable to us.
只要我们谨守神的道。
As we walk in his ways.
我们无论何处去的时候。
No matter where we go.
尽都亨通。
Everything will be prosperous.
有动机。
Your motives,
你遵守
and you obey,
这一些的目的
and these purposes,
神必我们让我们尽都亨通
God will make everything prosperous for us as we go in and out
再来讲到第四节里面呢耶和华必成就向我所应许的话说
So in verse 4, that the Lord may keep his promise to me.
但你亨通。
Not only you're prosperous.
你这么做，你的，我们的子孙谨慎自己的行为。
So if our descendants also watch how they live,
表示怎么样？这个不关我们的事情了。
Showing us that this is not, has not,
交代下去的时候，
it's not our responsibility once we teach them.
若谨慎自己的行为，
the descendants watch how they themselves live.
尽心尽意诚诚实实的在我的面前，
they walk faithfully before me with all their heart and their soul.
就不断人做以色列的国位。
You never fail to have a man on the throne of Israel.
所以我们看到神给大卫的应许并没有废掉。
We see that God did not reject his promise to David.
虽然他们的子孙并没有做到。
Even though his son did not achieve this.
神还保留他有大卫的这一个犹大的这一个支派。
God kept a remnant that was Judah, the tribe of Judah.
成为南国。
To become the southern kingdom.
那我们也知道南国有好多王都有正心的工作。
We see that a lot of kings were righteous and did good in the eyes of the Lord.
表示他的子孙里头呢有尽心的遵守耶和华。
Showing that his descendant did faithfully follow the Lord.
当然我们也有看到不尽心遵守耶和华。
We also saw those who did not faithfully follow the Lord.
所以整个南国最后还是灭亡。
So at the end, the kingdom of the south also was destroyed.
表示呢这里面大卫所交代最重要的几件事情。
So, could he show us the things that David entrusted to, commanded to Solomon?
跟神的敬拜的关系上面。
Had to do with the worship, and the relationship of worship with the Lord.
你要刚强壮胆。
You need to be strong and courageous.
这个刚强壮胆去抓住神的应许。
To grab onto the promise of God.
不要胆怯。
Do not be discouraged.
要去遵守神的律例。
You need to follow the command.
过于百姓的看见。
So that people can see.
这是刚强。
So this is to be strong.
社会的观念。
So the thinking of the society.
跟神的话语。
And the words of God.
哎呀，我们抓住神的话语的时候。
So when we grab onto the word of God.
好像跟社会会跟不上潮流。
As if we cannot follow the trends of the society.
我们的整个投资计划可能会失败。
And all our investment may fail.
这是我们用人为的评估方式。
But this is man's thinking.
刚强壮胆。
But be strong.
抓住神的应许。
Grab onto the promise of God.
这个是在我们基督徒在生命的成长上很难去突破。
This is something hard for the Christians to break through in their world.
神的话语。
The word of God.
世界的话语。
And the words of the world.
并在一起的时候。
When they are put together.
我们有没有刚强壮胆去抓住神的话语？
Are we strong and courageous to grab onto the word of God?
这个就是大卫跟所罗门所讲。
This is what David said to Solomon.
第二。
Number two,
尽心尽力。
To with all your heart and your soul.
这一些呢，就是顺服主他所赐下来的恩典。
This is to be obedient to the grace God given us.
必须要这么样子的去顺服。
We need to obey to so be so obedient.
如果不顺服的时候
，If we are not obedient,
我们没有办法尽心尽力的去做这个事情。
We cannot do things with all our heart and soul.
那么，顺服到底做什么？
So what's obedience for?
遵行摩西的律法。
It's to keep the commands and laws and decrees of Moses.
这一个是第一点，他把重点放在遵行神的律法上面。
So in the first point, he put the emphasis on the obedience.
第二点才交代怎么样去处理国事。
The second point, then he taught him how to manage the affairs of kingdom.
大卫糊涂吗？不糊涂啊。
Do you think David was confused? No, he was not.
先讲神的国神的义。
He talked about the kingdom and the righteousness.
然后下面的几样指点他，他就怎么样能够完全的做好。
So then he pointed out to him what he needs to be done so he could do well.
但是如果这个神的国跟义呢没有执行出来的时候
，But if the kingdom and the righteousness were not pointed out,
后面做的再壮大
，So no matter how great of works that they did,
都是怎么样被埋怨。
No, be complained.
真正的鼎盛时期呢，是刚刚所罗门王当政的时候。
So the strongest the height of the time was when he became king.
那前十年的时候呢，那个时候是最复兴的时候。
So the first 10 years was the most revived time of
慢慢的呢开始呢他去跟别人做连结的时候
but as he made alliance with others with time, in time
按照让对方能够安心
so to make peace with others
就娶对方的这个公主
so he married the princess
这种的联婚
princesses of other nations
当时社会上大部分的看见
is by marriage so that this is what the society did back then
但是呢我们看到所罗门虽然有智慧他的智慧却不用在这一方面
so even though we knew David, Solomon had wisdom but he did not apply his wisdom in this area
他真正的有智慧
he truly had wisdom
神给他的智慧是用在正确的方向上
and God gave him wisdom in the right areas
如果你去看诗篇去看箴言
if you look at Psalms and Proverbs
啊，去看雅歌书
and also the Songs of Songs
他所想到的植物
and what he thought of
他讲到人生的概念
you talk about the concepts of life
这就是神给他的智慧所产生出来的话
these are the words produced by the wisdom God has given him
那么他有这些智慧
he had all this wisdom
他运用在这一些上面
and he applied to all these areas
那么他有一些自己的聪明的方法
he thought that there were things that was smart in his eyes
这就不是神给他的智慧了
but that was not wisdom from God
他自己用的聪明才是
Because that he used according to his own wisdom.
当他在整个觉得在晚年的时候，好像那个版图最大的时候。
So in his later years, when things were going well,
其实也是最危险的时候。
It also was the most dangerous time.
我们看到当他死掉的时候。
We knew when he died.
我们看到就这一个啊，这个北国就兴起了。
We found that the northern kingdom was raised up.
为什么税收太重
？Because tax was too heavy.
因为版图扩大。
Because it was great in the
extent of work. 那么又没有生财之道。
But he didn't have the ability.
税重大的时候，让很多的这个百姓已经怎么样反弹了。
So the taxation was so heavy a burden on the people, they rebelled.
越大的时候，越反弹的时候，他没有一些策略来做一些工作。
So the greater the taxation, he did not have any plan or.
所罗门的后期呢，已经没有用神给他前期的智慧赐给他来做事。
So in the latter years, he did not have the wisdom that he did not use the wisdom God had given him in the previous years.
当然，我们很快的可以看到这一点。
So we can see this quickly.
当我们看到第二章的时候
，So we see in chapter two.
他告诉这一个啊，大卫告诉几个人特别要注意的。
So he told him about several people he need to watch out.
这个是你在这个当王的时候可能会碰到的绊脚石。
So these are the people who will be stumbling block to you as king.
所罗门很快的听进去，也就很快的处理这些事情。
So Solomon took this word too hard and quickly did as his father said.
当然，首先他献祭。
Of course, he first made sacrifice.
因此，第三章跟第四章里面
，So in chapter 3 and chapter 4
我们看到他献祭。
That he made sacrifices and offerings.
这个献祭里面有一个很特别的地方。
But there was a special thing about his sacrifices.
就是他们在还在丘坛上献祭。
That they were still doing in high places.
这个不是神的计划跟安排
This is not God's plan
这叫做神许可
It's but allowed by the Lord
当时呢这个耶路撒冷还没建殿
Because at that time Jerusalem wasn't built yet
那么没有那么大的地方
There was such not a place so great
那么这个耶柜呢应该是放在耶路撒冷里头
The ark was supposed to be placed in Jerusalem
如果我们看到当时这个大卫被亚撒龙追杀的时候
Remember when David wasIn pursuit by Absalom,
这个耶柜是被抬出来的。
The ark was taken out.
要跟随大卫说你要回去。
He was to follow David, but David told him to put it back.
大致上我们可以揣测，当那个是在那个地方。
So we can guess probably around the same area.
那么这个我们看到，这个也看到，当他在这一个献祭过后呢，他又回到耶路撒冷献祭，在耶柜的前面。
So we saw that after he offered sacrifice, he went back to Jerusalem.
我们更可以清楚知道。那个约柜就在耶路撒冷里头。
So we can know that the ark was in Jerusalem.
为什么献完祭以后又回到这一个约柜前面献祭呢
？Why did he have to make a second sacrifice after he offered sacrifice?
他要做一个讨神喜悦。
Because he wanted to please God.
献祭
to make offering.
不是人安排的地方。
It's not a place where people arrange or set their name.
献祭在立这个生命记里面告诉我们要特定的地方。
So to make sacrifice has to be where the Lord
神所喜悦的地方
So where God is pleased
所以因此呢神给他的这一个啊请求
So God gave him what he asked for
给他的这一个啊祝福
And blessing
啊，最后呢，你所没有求的，我也要赐给你。
So even the things that he didn't ask for, God wanted to give to him.
因为所罗门那时候的灵性，他要的是神啊，我要治理这个国家。
So in his spirit, Solomon only wanted to.
我怎么样按着神心意来治理这个国家
？How to run the nation according to God's will?
他没有要求怎么样去把这个旁边的敌人都灭绝。
He did not ask that the enemies around him to be killed or destroyed.
他要做这样一个国家的王啊，怎么样去治理这个国家
？But how to run his nation?
因此呢，当我们看到这个就是所罗门向大卫这个像神所祈求的。
This is what Solomon asked of God.
到了第四章二十九节的时候，神赐给所罗门极大的智慧和聪明。
So in chapter 4 verse 29, that
并且还有广大的心。
Wisdom and great insight and a breadth of understanding,
如同海沙不可测量
as measureless as the sand on the seashore.
那么他所讲过的一些话语
and the words that he has spoken,
直到现在才很多都被证实出来
So now until they are being used,
在那一个时期里面已经知道所谓的航道
So in that time, they already knew what were the way to prosperity.
所罗门已经把天上在飞的航道，地上在走的航道。
So God, Solomon already made known what was
in
heaven and on earth.
如果飞机它没有设立好那个航线的时候，那很危险。
So if the airplane did not know the path to fly in, it's
very dangerous. 这个不过在近百年才知道天上有航道。
So it's not until hundreds of years later they found out there are places to fly.
两千多年前，所罗门王都知道了。
But 2,000 years ago, Solomon already knew.
看他的聪明，他的智慧超过现代人多少
？Look at how amazing was his wisdom and understanding.
还有他写出来的植物，他的观察入微。
And he wrote about the plants and what he observed.
这都是神来自于神给他的智慧。
These are all the wisdom God had given him.
这个呢，都是在圣经里面我们都可以看得到。
These are the things that we can see in the Bible.
所以他个人的不是大家结合起来的智慧。
So it's not the wisdom of people gathered around
him. 光他个人的。
It's just his personal wisdom.
哎，我们说达芬奇很厉害。
We say that Da Vinci was very amazing.
但是呢，我们看看他跟这个所罗门比起来。
But compared to Solomon,
那真的差太多。
It's really a big difference.
所罗门不是去读别人的书。
Solomon did not read the books of other people.
那么十几世纪的时候，我们还叫这读别人的书。
So in the first couple of centuries, they have to read.
所罗门呢，他是怎么样？他是在观察的当中，他有这个智慧把它写下来。
But Solomon had the wisdom to write these things.
他不是来自于别人的智慧。
It's not from the wisdom of other men.
而是神亲自供应给他。
But something God had given him.
所以大到一种程度，如海沙不可测量。
So it was so big, like measureless, like the sands of the seashore.
因为他寻求的正确。
Because what he saw was the truth.
神喜悦他。
And God was pleased.
今天神喜悦我们也是一样。
So same thing God today with us.
他也会把那智慧跟聪明赐给我们。
He will give us wisdom and understanding.
我们求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us. Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we give you thanks.
让我们学习先知，让我们学习这个王。
Let us learn from kings and prophets.
他们的好处。
And what the good things.
成为我们成长的要素。
So because they're elements of our growth,
求主你光照我们
Lord, may you give us light.
让所罗门所前进的那个步伐
So the things that he did in his ways
成为我们一个很重要的学习
That we learn from Solomon
他的失败
And his failure
成为我们很重要的见解
Become our important warnings
主光照我们
Lord, may you shine light on us
奉耶稣的名祷告
In Jesus' name
Amen
Amen